Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Make this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I want to start off by saying big thank you to, a whole lot of people. A whole lot of you guys who took some time out of your day yesterday to donate to an extremely worthy cause. Basically, getting kids to read here in the city of Houston. Amazing, amazing response. Also, big thank you goes out to our friends, obviously, at the Barbara Bush Literacy Foundation for everything that they did to help us out yesterday. My goodness, you guys are incredible. That's the good stuff. On the other side, this is just a hard day to do a radio morning show.
It's a hard day to do anything.
It really is. It is just not. Oh boy, it is just not a day. I don't think anyone is waking up feeling particularly good about the state of all sorts of things that are out there. We've also, and we will get into some of that. We'll get into some of the news, obviously. I will say this. I think that everyone is in the exact same boat today.
Yes.
No one really feels like getting up and going through whatever the normal routine is. All that said,
you have to.
Yeah, it is still a day, and
you got to go to work. Your kids have to go to school.
That's right. You have to go through. You have to go through the motions. You have to accomplish what you have to accomplish, and we are going to try to help you with that as best we can today.
Maybe we just show each other a little bit more patience.
Yes,
a little more grace might be extended to those around you. Don't cut so many people off today.
It might be
on your drive in.
It might be the perfect day for something just like that. But thank you guys for being here. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Like we mentioned earlier, today's a tough one for many different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're feeling it, might have some things for you to try that could help turn things around, both for you and those around you, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
I know after everything that's been going on, I feel helpless. You know, you want to help. You want to do something. You feel like you have to do something, but...
But what do you... What do you,
what?
What do you,
right?
What do, you do
what,
that's
what does that look
productive?
Like?
Yeah.
Exactly. So on to the hard stuff. Charlie Kirk, the influential conservative political activist who founded Turning Point USA at just age 18 and became a major voice in President Trump's campaign... He was shot and killed yesterday at a speaking engagement at Utah Valley University. Police initially took two people into custody. Now, they were both later released, with Utah authorities saying there are no current ties to the shooting with either of these individuals. The manhunt continued long into the night. The Utah Department of Public Safety, they called the shooting a targeted attack and said the only information they have on the shooter came from cameras located on campus.
Yeah.
And that the person was dressed in all dark clothing. He was only 31.
31, man.
31.
He was 31 years old.
Survived by his wife, Erica, and their two small children.
Yeah.
He was also a very close friend of Vice President J.D. Vance.
He was. I did see that.
He campaigned with him
yeah.
during Vance's Ohio Senate primary in 2022. And he really very publicly advocated for Trump to choose Vance as his running mate.
Yes.
Now, in reading some of the tributes and things to him, which they are pouring in from both sides.
They are. Yeah.
From both political sides.
Right.
I did see that the way they became friends was in itself sort of a random act of kindness. So Vance had just been on some talk show. He was super nervous. Like, this was back in 2017. And after it was all done and dusted, he got a DM from a stranger, kid he did not know, telling him he thought he did a really great job.
Really?
And that someone was Charlie Kirk.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, speaking of random acts of kindness... Today is also the 24th anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah.
The cowardly attack on our nation. It's just how time works, but it's always crazy to think there are people that don't know a pre-9/11
yeah,
world.
But I mean, do the math, Matt. 24.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's how it works.
Yeah, there's a lot of grown adults
listening right now.
Yeah.
No frame of reference for the day and how it unfolded.
At this point. Yeah.
But for those of us who vividly remember, one of the things I think that sticks with all of us is just that feeling of unity after the fact. The nation really came together in such a powerful way.
That is a good point. That really was a massive portion.
You hate the catalyst for it.
But that has not been seen, to my knowledge, since then.
No, you had many people flying the flag. Things didn't feel so divisive politically. We all just kind of put that aside. And acts of kindness for strangers, for your neighbors. I remember this. That was another big one. So I found a list of ways that you can kind of relive that spirit.
Okay.
Simple ways to practice kindness daily. I saw it included get out there and hug people and decided that was probably not the best site for practical applications of the idea.
That's risky.
Instead, I sort of compiled my own that won't make you, or more importantly, someone else feel massively uncomfortable.
All right.
It is sad that we question people's motivations when something nice happens. But let's not get too hung up on that. So what can you do for others? Hold the door open for someone. Easy, means a lot, something not a lot of people do these days. Check in on your people, especially now. Call your friends, ask how they're doing, and really listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's legitimately all people need. Compliment someone, not a complete stranger. That's a little dicey. But maybe someone you sort of know. Right? Saying that's a great outfit or something about their shoes, those are usually pretty safe and it really does boost someone's confidence.
Yeah.
Makes you feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
Some people will advise against it, but smile. Smile at people. Smile at babies. I think all of that goes a really long way, especially for frazzled moms.
I honestly, the smiling thing is absolutely...
Like, don't be a creep, but you can smile at people.
You should. Yeah.
It's nice.
That is a great thing that you can do.
Absolutely. Pay for someone something. Doesn't have to be anything big. I remember someone once told me every once in a while at the grocery store when the little card reader would ask if they wanted cash back, he'd always say yes and get $10. Then he would immediately hand over the $10 and then use it for whoever came behind. It's obviously not going to buy all their groceries.
But it's a nice
gesture and it goes a long way.
That's a pretty cool one.
Donate
like that.
Blood, huge for many reasons, always a blood shortage, or at least that's how it feels. Bring food items to a food pantry or volunteer to do a shift with like the Houston Food Bank. Mm-hmm. They've got an incredible setup and you'll be helping. Geez, I think we're the biggest food bank in the nation now in terms of distribution. So yeah, they need a lot of help. This is also something you can do with an organization or a company. And lastly, send cards, real cards. Could be to people you know, people you've lost touch with over the years, or people in, say, a retirement-type community. I might be wrong, but I see a lot of people always suggesting to physically go to these places and volunteer, but I don't think that's possible anymore. I think they look at you funny and then request a background check, which is,
probably again, smart. Just like, maybe go through the proper channels, but the bottom line is just do something to impact the world in a positive way.
Exactly. Again, we'll all get through it together.
Yeah.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Reno Katie, The Bull. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I was listening to y'all and talk on those two subjects, Charlie Kirk and then the attack of the Twin Towers. And, man, I, as crazy as it seems, because it's been 24 years ago, I remember exactly where I was, and I remember being in the third grade and not knowing anything about it, but just knowing that from that day forward, everything was different.
I think that's the difference between people who were there and able to remember, and then people who are on the younger side, where it's like, you're in your mid to late 20s. You don't have any recollection of anything that came before that. It's something you've been told about. You see it on TV. It's a history thing. Everyone who was around in 2001 can remember. I've yet to find one person who's like, I don't really remember what I was doing on 9/11.
Right. And you're just talking about, you were in the third grade.
Yeah.
And you knew things were going to change.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you remember the whole rest of the day.
I mean, I remember it all.
Yeah.
I remember my mom she worked for a magazine company. She was putting up magazines at Hobby Airport. She couldn't go anywhere. Mm. That place was locked down.
Yeah.
My dad is a tugboat captain on the Houston Ship Channel. He couldn't go anywhere because that place was locked down.
Yeah.
My mom's sister came and got us out of school, and I remember I remember so well just watching kids leave the class. And you know, you're elementary kids, so you're just looking up. You're like, if everybody else is leaving, am I leaving? Am I staying? What
am I
doing?
Should I be afraid? Like, what's happening?
Again, every detail that day. Do you remember after 9/11? Were people coming together?
I do vividly. I've always watched sports. I've always like enjoyed watching sports. So I remember like the Yankees game directly following where President Bush threw out the first pitch.
That's right.
You know, there was so many different things that, you know, to us today, it's like, oh yeah, it's just another day. But it in that point in time, it was monumental because it was how our country and our government let us know, like, yes, right now we're hurt, but we're not down.
Right.
We're not out, you know, and we're going to come back from this.
Very powerful.
What's crazy about the attacks on 9/11, and I hate to even bring it up, but the unfortunate attack on the gentleman yesterday, mm-hmm. is the guys that attacked us on 9/11 were attacking our freedoms. They attacked our freedoms. And Charlie Kirk was attacked yesterday because of those same freedoms, freedom of speech. And that's a terrifying thing to look at below surface level, especially for, you know, the generation that I'm a part of, because we have kids. Some of us have kids that are a little bit older, you know. Some of us have kids that are younger. I've got a 5-year-old and an 11-year-old, and I'm mortified for them to grow up in this society and have the thought in the back of my head that if they say something that hurts somebody's feelings, they're just gonna do what they want.
I think similar to how things felt like, you know, 24, 25 years ago to today, I think our hope is that people can start coming together more in some form or fashion. Yeah, similar to something.
Or just realizing it's okay to disagree.
It's okay to disagree. Like, just
that's
fine.
Well,
the thing that blows my mind about all of it, and you would never think this, but the amount of people on different social media platforms that were cheering and rejoicing over the fact that this take politics out of it. Take his beliefs out of it. This dad and this husband was killed. Mm-hmm. And they were cheering and rejoicing because they didn't have the same beliefs is absolutely disgusting.
I think that's something that everyone can agree on if you're rational. That there's
if you're rational,
people lost their jobs over that.
They did. It's a human being. Like I think
and he showed up to work.
Yeah,
that was a speaking engagement. It was part of his job. He showed up to work.
It's just it's such a hard thing.
It's horrific. Yeah.
And
right. And you know, I really couldn't imagine being in y'all's shoes, right? Because you're dealing with the general public the whole time you're at work. You're taking calls like the one you're on right now with me, right? And so there's a part of you that wants to voice how you truly feel. There's another part that you feel like you have to, you know, kind of hide behind it and just stay neutral because you don't know if the caller you're talking to, you know, has the same beliefs as you, and you know whether or not your job's going to be on the line because of things you said and the fact that it was on the air and things like that. And It's so sad that we celebrate something that was horrific.
I genuinely think everyone's in that same boat because we have a radio show. Yeah. I feel like everyone is having to deal with that in some form
capacity
or fashion.
And while I really appreciate the sentiment, you know, things that we don't say, it's really not from a place of fear. It's not like I'm afraid to say something because someone might not like me. Yeah. Or if you've been online, a lot of people don't like me, you know, or I'm afraid to lose my job, right? It's more this show is for something else. You know, we do try to be an escape from all of this horror that's taking place.
Yeah.
And so I think we just try to fixate on the entertainment aspect.
Just to because give you can an
get
outlet.
You can get political opinions literally everywhere. Right? So where do you go for not that?
Yeah, so hopefully that is here for the rest of the morning, because again, I we are all in the same boat on this.
Yeah.
And I think that we're all going to be struggling with this today.
Yeah, we're all hurting and confused. And
again, do something nice for someone.
Yeah.
Be a kind person. Be a little bit better of a person than you were yesterday.
A little more patient.
A little more. Yes. Just one
incrementally.
One act better is all. But dude, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for sharing.
If y'all remember 9/11 like that, then y'all remember 2 or 3 days after 9/11 is when Alan Jackson released Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? Or it seemed like it was...
Exactly.
8 hours afterwards.
It was very quick.
Very, very quick. And it's still one of the greatest country songs.
One of the greatest songs ever.
It's one to listen to and remember, especially.
And we will be playing it coming up
today. Yeah, we will play. We will play it later on this morning. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, because
that
says it all.
That was a song that united. That song truly united the American people. Okay. And that was a good moment. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Y'all stay safe, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, have a fantastic day, all right?
Likewise, y'all too.
Credo Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Our phone number is 713-881-5500 this morning.
You know what else will make you feel better today?
Mm-hmm.
Getting free stuff.
Yes.
We have lots of free stuff coming up, including next Thursday, all-day Lainey Wilson tickets.
Mark it down.
Last-minute Lainey. We've got Texans tickets. Those are coming up around 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Billy Currington.
A 4-pack of tickets to Billy Currington.
At the Sam Houston Race Park, because they brought back the concert series.
Which is, you're talking about the
list.
Little wins. If you want to win these tickets, 713-881-5500, it's time for a round of Game That Tune. Video game sounding versions a really, 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 really famous country song. So we're going to play a clip. Identify the song. If you do, you win. That simple. So call us. We'll talk to you coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Billy Currington kicking off the concert series at Sam Houston Race Park. The Stampede concert series. And coming up soon, September 27th.
It's about damn time. So who wants to go? Let's see if you can take down Game That Tune. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Crystal,
you were the first one in this morning. So just to rehash what we're about to do, going to play you a clip of a song. It was a very famous country song. I mean, it is still today. It's a hugely famous country song. It's just going to sound like it came out of a video game from like way back in the day. Now, your job is to identify the song. You got to give us title and artist. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so it's all you. Can you game that too?
Oh my goodness, I'm not sure. Can I hear it one more time?
Yep.
Let it flow through you. Let it flow through you. What is that?
It's Morgan Wallen.
All right. Sing it in your head.
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
Last Night.
There it is.
That simple. So, that was fun. And we're going to reward you 4 tickets to Billy Currington.
Just even more fun.
That is amazing. Thank you.
Hang on the line.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Brad, good morning. Long time no talk, man. Just kidding. We emailed you yesterday. How's it going?
Man, I've been better.
What's the deal with you and Carly?
Well, that's sort of what I'd like to know, man. I met Carly through a friend of a friend, and sort of by accident, from the first moment I saw her, I knew she was special. I'm not trying to move too fast here or anything, but I'm playing for keeps these days because, you know, I'm getting older.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
So I know what I like, so, and that's Carly. So
okay.
She's just got it going on, you know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. Okay. You have reasons to believe that she was feeling the same way?
I don't have any reason to think she wasn't feeling the same way. You know, like she was really receptive to the idea of meeting up in general, and like on all of our dates, I mean, we had a really good time, good conversation. She was cute. It was funny. Things were going great.
Yeah.
It's important, but I could tell that Carly also knows, how to let loose and party a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
There's something just underneath the surface there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've only sampled it, but our chemistry, it felt great. It felt electric. She was just buttoned up so damn tight. Like, I thought I was really breaking down some barriers. At least I was, and then she just completely vanished. She ghosted me.
Do you happen to know anything about these alleged barriers, or is this just a theory of
yours? No, I did my homework. I don't like flying blind.
Okay.
So I got some intel before I went in. I knew she was married before.
Oh.
I also knew it wasn't great. It wasn't a great scenario.
Ooh.
It's not that it ended crazy or anything, or that he was violent, but just the stories. He seemed pretty controlling to me, vocal.
Okay.
Yeah. About like what she was wearing, like, and who she was spending time with, like very controlling, that sort of thing.
No.
Yeah, I thought that was the key here, but now I really don't know.
Well, the key to what?
Yeah.
To Carly.
Oh.
I thought if I was the exact opposite of her last partner, it was everything that he could never be.
Yeah.
She'd see it, and she'd see that me and her, like, it could work, you know?
And you are actually the opposite of her ex.
Yeah, it's not like an act.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. That guy. Like, I'm not controlling at all.
Okay.
I hate men that do that to women. The ones that are, like, that order them around, make them look and act a certain way. Like, they're like the girls are not actual people. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, just they want to dress them up like a doll, like a Barbie, and hide them away from the world. It's just disgusting.
Wow. Okay. Well, do you know how long they were together?
Yeah, her and her ex.
Too long for the he put her through, for real. I mean, he really did a number on her. I could really tell.
Oh, boy.
Just so we're clear, did she tell you any of this? Or is this like
pure speculation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. look, I do know, they dated for a little bit, but the marriage only lasted about 2 years.
Okay.
So it was just long enough to convince her that this is the type of relationship she deserves. So I've seen it a dozen times at least. So when a knight in shining armor rolls up in the vet, she's too wrapped up in the to notice.
Okay, all right, so... So you're hoping for what? Another chance to prove that you were lying?
Yeah, that I'm the kind of guy she needs, yeah.
Well, we'll let you plead your case, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get Carly on the phone. We'll talk to her coming up right after this.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Brad and Carly, they met through mutual-ish friends.
Yeah.
Brad did his homework on Carly before they went out, knew that she had been married before. And so he did everything in his power to be the opposite of the ex.
It's not an awful idea.
If that is, in fact, who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't talked to him long enough to know that. We really don't have much to go off of.
Not true.
But let's get Carly on the phone, see what happened, and see if we can't convince her to give him another shot.
Okay.
Okay? I think we've got her lined up. Hey, is this Carly?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Carly, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, OMG, oh my God. This isn't, I mean, wait, what time is this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Out of curiosity, you got any thoughts on Brad that you'd like to share?
He's something, I'll give you that, but I'm still not exactly sure what.
So he was pretty convinced, Carly, that y'all had something special. Is that not the case?
I don't know. I mean, I thought so. Okay, so it's funny. Like, my husband, my ex-husband was essentially, like, he was like a bowl of pudding. Like, he was so boring, plain, jiggly boring. You know, we had a very safe and uneventful relationship, and then we got married, and, you know, he was just very conservative. Like, he didn't like anything too flashy, valued modesty, that sort of thing.
Well, right.
Then I thought I needed passion, you know, maybe some color in my life, and then I met Brad. When we first met, he seemed perfect.
Should have tipped you off, Carly.
That's never.
yeah, probably. I mean, I think I'm honest with myself, but I'm still processing the divorce, yeah. And it just left me sort of sad and lonely. And so, of course, you know, I meet like this sweet and caring man, and I wanted to throw myself into something else and, you know, take my mind off things. And Brad, well, he looked good. I mean, he made me feel wanted and desirable, and it was, you know, it was intoxicating. Like, I don't know if I'd ever felt like that before, but then it took a turn.
All right. Well, what happened?
Okay, so it started out kind of small. Like, I can't remember what concert it was, but then when Brad came to pick me up, he stared at me and asked, like, is that what you're gonna wear? And I was pretty taken aback by the question because I thought I looked nice.
Not that it matters, Carly, but did he clarify, like,
oh yeah, yeah, he said my top wasn't low cut enough.
Wait,
I needed to, yeah, like, he said I needed to show off my body a little more. He wanted me to wear something more revealing, I guess. And then he asked me if I was a member of a certain religious group, which I thought was a little more than offensive.
Hey,
but,
like, that's...
Hey, Carly, what's the problem, Carly? You've got a great rack.
Sorry?
Oh, Brad. How long have you been on the...
The whole time? Yeah, the whole time.
I'm just saying, if you're going to go through the trouble of getting the surgery, why not show them off?
Dude!
That is none of your business, okay? Wow,
okay, that's funny. That's definitely not what you were saying the other night.
Charming.
Wow.
Charming, Brad.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think Brad's probably answered any further questions you might have had.
Pretty much. Yeah. He did. He also referred to his ride earlier. Like, he said vet.
The vet. So, yeah, this one might be on us.
Are you guys serious? Did you forget her last guide holder to cover up? Like, he wanted her to be chaste and modest, like a nun. What woman wants that? I'm trying to help break her out of that headspace. Life is short. She's hot. She deserves the attention from me and everyone else. Like, let him look. She deserves to be worshipped. And I think I'm the man for the job.
Carly, is this doing anything for you, or what?
Yeah, no. Other than making me physically cringe, no. I mean, okay, so I never thought I'd miss my husband, Ryan, but I'm starting to wonder what he's been up to lately. Like, my friends always said he was controlling, but I just think he liked what he liked. And, you know, he never told me I couldn't wear something or implied I looked bad. And he certainly never tried to pull my top down in a crowded bar to give the boys a show or fill me up in the frozen... Yeah, or fill me up in the frozen food section in the grocery store. So all things considered... I think the way Brad behaves is far worse. Like, Ryan might have been a tad possessive, but he was never aggressive.
Wow.
Come on. It was a joke.
Looking good, Brad.
Don't get me started on the vibrating underwear thing. Seriously.
We will not.
Oh, no. We're not going to.
Yeah, not happening.
Brad, thank you so much for reaching out to us. Carly.
I didn't know y'all were such prudes.
Prudes?
Trying to rip a woman's shirt off in a public place because she wasn't shown enough skin to strangers.
Thing.
Okay, you're going to try and defend that right now?
Like,
you and the ex are the same, just like opposite ends of the spectrum. That's nuts.
This is something.
Yeah, what can I say? I know how to pick them.
Y'all have a good one, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
And whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was not expecting all that. But what did she say her ex's name was? Ryan?
Ryan.
Is that it? Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan liked modesty.
Yeah.
But he never told her to cover up? Or do you think he did?
Oh, dude, I don't...
Because what do you think is worse?
That's
she
what I mean.
She said Brad. But, like, is it the man who wants you to cover up or show it off?
I don't know which is worse out of that situation. Maybe there's one. Maybe you guys have thoughts.
They both sound pretty bad. But if you had to pick one,
yes.
Make your case.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to you next. Credo Katie the Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
So, Brad, the polar opposite of Carly's ex-husband, Ryan.
Yeah.
In that Brad was all about showing off the body.
Yeah.
He thought Carly could wear tops that were lower cut.
Yeah.
Or no tops
less
at all,
clothes.
Seemingly.
Less clothes.
And her ex was a little more into the modest style of dressing.
And what we're thinking is, out of those
is
two.
Is one better than the other, or are they both just real bad?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you guys think? Howdy, go ahead.
Well, in this situation, you need to find someone that balances you out. You don't look for someone that's completely opposite, but at the same time, you want someone that's going to basically keep you in your comfort zone.
Sure.
Neither one of those sounded like...
There's no part of either of those that sounds like a comfort zone to me. That sounds like two of the most uncomfortable situations. You know what I mean? Like, every part of that's just You know, you can't just exist.
Well, to be fair to the ex, I don't think she said he made her cover up at any point.
Yeah, and we don't know that dude.
He just preferred modesty.
I know Brad. I feel like I got a pretty good read on Brad.
Yeah.
That dude's
Brad's like clothing optional.
He just needs to grow up.
Yeah.
Super awkward. Dude, thank you so much for the call today. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you think?
Okay, so I'm with Brad. I'm like, you know, maybe he didn't approach it the right way, but I'm like, hey, you're young, you're beautiful. Go on and let the world look at you and enjoy it and stuff while it lasts. Because you know what? We all, none of us look really great at 90, okay?
No, okay, so as a woman, you'd appreciate that. Would that be empowering? Like, how would you feel?
What if it made you uncomfortable?
I see it as an empowerment. I really do. I know a lot of people don't, but, you know, having been married to somebody who preferred that I were very much covered up, and then not being married to that person anymore, I have found a great deal of
freedom.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, hell, it sounds like you've been in that exact situation.
Yeah,
I have. And I think it's there. You know what? I mean, go walk into a museum. There's walls everywhere of beautiful, voluptuous women, very scantily clothed, if clothed at all. The human body is beautiful. It was created to be beautiful. Enjoy it while you can, because
all right.
Like I said, you know, when you're 90 years old and you look like a raisin, it's not so easy to show it off anymore.
Well, then you just love different parts of you, you know? And this is, of course, so predicated on if a woman feels her most confident in those revealing clothes.
Yeah, totally. Some do.
I agree. Yeah. I completely agree with that as well. I do. It's up to the woman. That's our power, and we should hold on to it. We shouldn't have men dictating that to us.
Absolutely. No one should be policing.
Well, hey, thank you so much for the call. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Good morning. Thanks for joining this, whatever this is. Brad thought that Carly could show a little more skin.
Yeah, she should.
Said she
should.
Had nice features and should show them off.
Yeah.
And if she wasn't going to, he was by forcibly pulling down her shirt.
She's going to get used to it.
At some point.
Good morning. What do you think?
Oh, yes. You know, I think Brad sounds like the type of person that needs to have attention drawn to himself.
Yes.
So
good point.
That's why he needs her to, you know, a good looking woman like that will draw attention. Oh, he's with her. Oh,
I think I have a vet. Yeah.
I have this. Yeah,
he's flashy. What is the term for that? Is it called peacocking?
It's called peacocking. It's where you want to establish your masculinity by like, you know, showing that you're the dude. You know, do the hot girl. Because I mean, I think what he saw, he might have seen a project. You know what I mean? I'd be like, ooh, I bet if she just, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And so he's thinking, I do think there's something to that. I think that's more about him than her.
Is so weird now.
Yeah, it's strange, man. I don't know. But it was something for him to consider. You know what I mean? It's definitely something I'd take a look at. I was him, you know?
He's got to be the center of attention. I've got to focus on him when he enters the room because he can't do it by himself, so he needs help.
That's why,
you know, flashy car, overcompensating, I don't know.
Yeah. Overcompensating.
That's
you know,
the other,
I said peacocking. Yeah. It's that or it's a midlife crisis. You know, a good old midlife crisis.
Let's really hit the spot, don't they? Just when it's the
I
right
time. I
wonder
if there's an age difference between them, too.
Oh, good Lord. Well,
was she 5 to 10 years younger? That fits.
I mean, I don't know. I hope this works out for her. Who knows? And dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Sure. I appreciate the show. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Howdy. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Sounds like that guy kind of wants a trophy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
very much so.
Off.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, I was like, Wrong.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people are getting that same impression. And again, like we said, I think this is a, yeah. this is, dude, it's just weird.
And he did seem aggressive. Like, yeah. He physically tried to remove her clothing.
Right.
Like, in a bar.
However that went down.
I would be mortified if somebody did that to me.
If I saw someone else try and do that, oh my gosh.
My daughter.
Yes. Oh,
my daughter is drop dead gorgeous. And I mean to tell you, she is not that kind of girl.
Well, as soon as you say,
she's got a great husband, and if some guy touched her, he'd be dead.
As soon as you make a suggestion, and she's like, "What are you talking about?" You just shut up and never do. Okay, she's not into it. Okay, all right, got it.
My bad.
How would you even make a suggestion? Like, that's so.
By saying, "Are you going to wear that?" That's what he said, isn't it? Are you going to wear that?
I feel like we're all on the same page this morning, which I love.
I mean, when you start telling somebody what to wear, that's very revealing and everything. Mm. That means you want people to think you're hot.
Yeah, you're all that. Exactly. It was just funny that he said he wasn't controlling. I hate the controlling guy. Yeah, no, that's exactly what you are. Yeah, you're just a different type of control.
Me too. I can't stand that.
No. Oh. Yeah, that's cute. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you guys have a great day. Okay, I love y'all. Love you.
Hey, love you. Okay. Have a great day.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
We talked about the Alan Jackson song. You just heard it, but we talked about it earlier this morning.
Yes.
How powerful that track was after the events of 9/11.
Oh, Lord, yes.
But on this, the 24th anniversary, as we reflect and remember that tragic day when terrorist attacks killed 2,977 people and injured thousands at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Somerset County, PA, let's not forget Daryl Worley's song also held its own. You know, I was actually reading some of the backstory on that. I couldn't tell you why semi-recently, but I had no idea that originally he had never intended that song to be a single or to really even be heard by the public at large. He'd just come back from Afghanistan, and at the time it was about 15 months removed, so 15 months since 9/11, and he and another gentleman who wrote the song with him, they were so surprised that in those 15 months, so much had changed. The conversations had changed, and it felt like to them just a different country. We had gone from being this united patriotic unit to this place that he didn't even recognize it. And he was especially angry after having just spent all this time with the troops. That's what he was doing. And he was like, do you know what they're doing for you over there? Like, do you know what they're fighting for? Like, have you forgotten?
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea for the song was born. They were just going to send it to the military and first responders as a thank you to everything that they were doing.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. He's been involved in other veteran programs and things since, like his 22 Project, but other ways to help our veterans making the news, if that's something that you're looking for this morning. Arizona Iced Tea, dropping a new drink for a good cause.
Okay.
Chocolate Egg Cream Soda is a new flavor, but it was created in collaboration with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So while gross.
Was it? Hold on.
I love the tie-in.
I was checked out. This is for Tunnels to Towers.
That's a very cool group. I know they're here in town too, but a portion of the proceeds from every can sold will go to the foundation, which provides mortgage-free homes to the families of fallen first responders, Gold Star families, and AIDS wounded vets.
That is so cool. I don't know that I will consume it.
I was going to say, focus on that part. Because
I will certainly purchase it.
The flavor is described as a rich, indulgent take on the classic chocolate egg cream.
Creme. Okay.
Creme.
Yeah, right.
Well, there are no eggs or cream on the ingredient list, but it does have some milk in it.
Okay. Or just make a donation to Tunnels for Towers and
definitely go that route instead.
Skip the middleman.
But if you are so inclined, the Arizona iced tea concoction is available at select retailers now.
Okay.
And for our first responders, remember, of those 2,977 lives lost on 9/11, 343 were firefighters, 72 were law enforcement. And if you want to go out and support them, we've had the guys in on Monday, but tomorrow night at Rice University, we've got the Battle of the Badges baseball game here town. HPD versus HFD.
Should be a beautiful night for it, honestly.
Start time is 7:10.
Really nice night for some baseball.
You can still buy your tickets. The proceeds are being split between the families of two fallen heroes, Brazoria County Sheriff Deputy Vargas and Houston firefighter Marcelo Ox Garcia. I know they're going to have raffles and things for the kids. And yeah, it should be a really great night.
if you can't make it out there, you can just donate.
That's
to
true.
The cause.
Also an option.
Yep. So search Battle of the Badges Baseball HTX on Facebook, and you should be able to get all of the information you need on that. Also, quick shout out to our friends out in Sugarland. The Space Cowboys did a memorial stair slash stadium climb.
Yes, they did.
In honor of all the lives lost 24 years ago today.
Yes, they did.
So well done. That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Big Rob taking another crack at the Money Minute today. How we feeling, bro?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, he sounds calm.
He does.
Sounds like he knows what's ahead of him, which yeah. He does. 10 questions. You got to get them all right in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and you will get another crack at your passes if we have time left at the end. You just can't change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, Katie. Are we ready to roll?
We are ready to roll. The gas used for dental work, also known as laughing gas.
Nitrous oxide.
Audrey Hepburn plays what character in the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Pass.
A pregnancy that occurs anywhere in the body other than the uterus, most often in a fallopian tube, is called a what?
Pass.
Hartford is the capital of what U.S. state?
Connecticut.
You're in good hands with what insurance company?
You're in good hands. Allstate.
What identity document is required to travel to different countries around the world?
Passport.
What record label based in Detroit featured acts like Smokey Robinson and the Temptations?
Pass.
The Forester and Outback are manufactured by what car company?
Subaru.
If 75% of critics review a movie as positive, it's deemed certified fresh according to what website?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Nailed it at the buzzer. How did he do?
Great. Let's go over some of these. Audrey Hepburn plays...
Is it something Golightly?
Holly Golightly.
Dang it.
In Breakfast
at Tiffany's. I was going to say, my first thing was like Tiffany, but that's not the...
No.
It's been too long.
Right? A pregnancy that occurs anywhere in the body other than the uterus.
Ectopic.
What record label based in Detroit featured acts like Smokey Robinson and The Temptations?
That would be Motown.
Motown Records, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Dude.
Great job.
Just fail.
Just keep on.
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah. Keep chipping away at it, my dude. That's it. Just, you know, the only backup plan you need is getting back up.
Exactly.
Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs
yeah.
Said it. I believe it. Sign up again at thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Okay, today's Thursday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Part of Monday. Guys, only 3 days and change away from Monday. Nice. It's
early today, but...
Any plans? Any big happenings you would like to attend?
Hey, we can make something happen for you.
We could. Maybe you want to go to NRG, Texans, the Bucks. We will give you that chance coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Yes, we do have tickets to Monday Night Football. Whiteout game, by the way. Plan your attire appropriately. Houston Texans and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which means it is time for...
Texas!
Call us 713-881-5500.
And then we will test your knowledge on the greatest state in the union.
And there's a lot to test.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got categories for this. That's why it requires a wheel. We will spin the wheel 3 times. That will give you 3 different questions.
Each with their own set of multiple choice answers.
That's important to remember. And then you will try to get 2 out of 3 right. If you do succeed and get 2 out of 3 right, bang. Monday Night Football for you. So call us. We'll get our contestant on the phone next. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello, this is Dana.
Dana, congratulations. You made it through, which means it is time for us to play the... Frito of Texans. Yes. Have you been following along with this week, or is this a new game to you?
I heard it like once, I think.
Okay.
I'd say that's all you need, but it's a wheel and things change. And
lots of categories.
It's just going to test your knowledge on Texas and Texans, potentially.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to spin the wheel. We're going to do that three times. Each time you're going to get a question. All you need to do is get two out of the three questions right. And, oh, yes, these questions are multiple choice. We hope that helps. So let's begin today.
Lone Star Lyrics.
Okay, so we're going to play a song for you here. There's going to be a pause, and you're going to fill in the blank.
Yeah, that's simple.
You ain't met my Texas yet. If you haven't floated down the Ofrio, heard red dirt music on your radio.
What is that next line? Is it A, had taco palenque in Laredo? B, drank Dr. Pepper out in Waco? Or C, eaten Cooper's down in Llano?
A.
Had taco palenque in Laredo.
That is incorrect, but that's okay.
I knew it was.
It's okay.
I couldn't remember.
You can miss one.
Texas Triumphs.
Okay, just things our state's great at.
Oh.
Texas is the largest U.S. producer of what? Is it A, energy, B, dairy, or C, graduates?
Think it through.
Energy, dairy, or graduates?
Energy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. It is
energy. We're the largest producer of energy, leading the nation in the production of crude oil, natural gas, and wind-powered electricity. We're also a top state for utility-scale solar capacity. Yeah, got the most petroleum refineries and refining capacity, too.
All of the energy.
Yeah.
For the win.
Clip for you here. It is a famous Texan. Your job is to identify who she is. Again, we will give you multiple choice, but roll the clip.
Find out how far some Florida students went to preserve the wilderness area near their school. It's an inspirational story, only on Nick News.
Such a calming voice.
That really,
such a calming presence
for me.
Great
voice, great background music, very chill. I feel good after that.
Okay, Tracy, is that Julie Chen, Linda Ellerbe, or Diane Sawyer?
Diane Sawyer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It is not Diane Sawyer.
Thank you so much for playing. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Robert.
All right, Robert, let's do the dang thing. Welcome to the Wheel of Texas.
Star Lyrics.
Gonna play a clip from a song here, Robert. Gonna stop it at a strategic point, and then you will be asked to fill in that next line. So here we go.
You ain't met my Texas yet. If you haven't floated down the Ofrio, heard red dirt music on your radio.
Is the next line, had taco palenque in Laredo, drank Dr. Pepper out in Waco, or eaten Cooper's down in Llano?
B.
Drink Dr. Pepper out in Waco. A good guess.
Oh. We're narrowing it down,
a good
though.
Guess.
We're narrowing it down.
There's only one left. Okay, Robert, next up we have...
Texas Triumphs.
Texas Triumphs. Okay, is Texas the largest U.S. producer of energy, dairy, or graduates? You got this, Robert. Energy.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And here we go again for the win today.
Name that neighbor.
Another clip, Robert. We're going to play a clip of a famous Texan. You're going to name that neighbor. Identify who she is.
Find out how far some Florida students went to preserve the wilderness area near their school. It's an inspirational story, only on Nick News.
Nick News. Is that A, Julie Chen, B, Linda Ellerbe, or C, Diane Sawyer?
Texan, can I check
Oh, she sounds familiar. Did an ASC. Oh, man. Oh.
You got to commit. C, we're going C.
Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer?
Not Diane Sawyer.
I'm sorry, dude. Better luck next time. This breaks my heart, y'all.
I know.
This breaks my heart. I know,
especially because she was born in Bryan.
Oh, I know. I just a hometown girl. All right, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. You heard the question?
You have, well, almost all the answers.
You're almost there. If you want to play, hit us up.
100.3 The Bull. We're Frito and Katie.
This is
Texans
fun.
Proud.
Texans proud.
Don't worry if you miss some of these. Game is still in play.
Yes,
questions are still the same.
Exactly.
You can win your way into the Texans Monday night right now.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, it's time for, once again, the Frito of Texas. And you have an advantage, I would assume, unless you just joined the show and then, well, then all bets are off. You have to get two out of the three correct. Are you ready to begin?
I'm so ready.
Oh, he's
so
ready. He's ready.
Love that confidence.
Spin that wheel.
Star Lyrics.
Back to Josh Abbott Band, My Texas. You are going to fill in the line where we stop the song.
You ain't met my Texas yet. If you haven't floated down the El Frio, heard red dirt music on your radio.
What comes next? Is it had Taco Palenque in Laredo, drank Dr. Pepper out in Waco, or Eaton Cooper's down in Llano?
Well, I've been to several Astros wins this year, and I've heard the song a lot, and the answer is C.
Hell
Eaton Cooper's down in Llano.
It is.
Down in Llano.
Oh, the world-famous Big Chop.
You ain't met my
Cooper's
Texas.
Old-time pig barbecue began in Llano back in 1962.
That's right. Damn right it did,
now
man.
They have six locations, including one in Katy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And College Station, which is still very close.
Still one of my favorites to this very day. Next up,
Texas Triumphs.
Texas Triumphs. Texas is the largest U.S. producer of what? Is it A, energy, B, dairy, or C, graduates?
I think we got to go A, energy.
That gets the job done.
He's done it again.
That gets the job done. Now, that said, we're going to see if he can go 3 for 3 because I just want this human acknowledged.
Yeah.
Let's give the wheel another spin.
Speaking of College Station?
Mm-hmm.
Name that neighbor.
Can you identify this famous Texan?
Find out how far some Florida students went to preserve the wilderness area near their school. It's an inspirational story, only on Nick News.
Side note, I really want to know what they did.
Yeah, I would like to.
I need to go Google.
I would like to know.
Even though the story's so old.
Anyway.
Is that Julie Chen, Linda Ellerbe, or Diane Sawyer?
I have no idea, but I'm going to go process of elimination here and go Julie Chen.
Son of a
oh,
biscuit.
Oh, man.
Damn it, it's B. Never mind, it's B.
It's Linda Dang Ellerbe.
Linda Ellerbe.
Of course, the host of Nick News.
Linda Ellerbe. Do we not remember Nick News?
Did no one watch that?
Do we not remember Nick News?
She's won probably every award imaginable.
And yeah, she's from Bryan, Texas.
Yeah,
she's like
Bryan.
Highly
awarded. She grew up here in Houston.
She did.
Yeah.
So many times. So
Nick News was... It was a groundbreaking children's show in the 90s where she legitimately tackled really big and frankly frightening stories for kids with kids. And she never talked down to them.
No. You go back and watch it. You can find
She's
some
amazing.
Of these apps on YouTube. And it's amazing. It was a wonderful... Like it
was very
so
complex.
Ahead of its time.
Yes, it was social issues, political issues, economic issues. She talked about the Gulf War, O.J. Simpson and trial, racism. I mean, it's nuts.
It's worth diving down a rabbit hole for later on today. She's a Texas legend.
Yeah.
A true yellow rose.
I feel like
Texas.
I have to do my due diligence now and actually go check it out.
You do.
You have a lot of time between now and Monday.
Tell us what happened with those Florida kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it wouldn't happen today because they'd be eaten by boa constrictors. It's a different Florida. They want those wetlands called.
Maybe their idea was boa constrictors. What now?
Monday Night Football, man. You ready?
I'm excited. I can't wait. I was actually at the last Texans home game, and we won. So let's start the year off this year.
Hell
right.
Yes. All we need, right. need a positive. Need
Sports
good
Radio 610 needs a positive.
Thank you, sir. Hang on the line. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
You know, time is a kid of the year?
Did I know that?
I mean, it makes sense. Time does a lot of these type of things, but this is very, very cool for a few reasons. Number one, the kid of the year is from Texas this year.
Woo!
Love to see it. Number two, she did something really impressive. So Time has honored, and I will butcher this. I am so sorry in advance. Tejavi Minaj, 17 years old from Frisco, who has dedicated her time to helping the elderly from falling victim to various scammers that are out there, of which there are, I mean, as we have talked about on the show, numerous people trying to find a way to con old people. Here, check this.
Last year, I was driving home with my dad, and we noticed like 4 to 5 missed calls from my dad's phone from my grandfather. So we were like, oh my God, what happened? He got a message from someone claiming to be a family member asking for $2,000. He was about to send the money. You know, he was ready to send it. He was about to click send. When he narrated this incident back to me and my dad, I became a bit concerned. I was pretty shocked that he couldn't recognize that this was a scam.
Yeah, because like to kids, definitely, but to generations younger than your grandparents and your parents, it's for whatever
usually
reason.
It's just an outside ear, right?
You know, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just someone who, again, when you tell it back to them that's super scammy. Yeah,
sounds like cybercrime.
And of course that is something that would jump out. It's like, oh my God, I wonder if this happens a lot. It found out obviously it does. And she was shocked at how little the older generation had in terms of just information helping them, like, to be able to deal with these scumbags. So she developed a website, shieldseniors.com. Shieldseniors.com helps educate the seniors and help them feel less alone and embarrassed about potentially being taken advantage of, which is one of the things she says was, you know, another problem is like once you do get scammed, right? Like no one wants to admit they got scammed. So right. No one really wants to talk about it. But yeah, very cool little website. And yeah, Time Kid of the Year for helping others out there, which is a great thing to do, especially on a day like today. Just try to make the world a little bit brighter. We'll see you guys tomorrow.